The pagan roots of Halloween. Let's explore each of these aspects within the context of Islamic society. The pagan roots of Halloween. Historical origins. Halloween's roots can be traced back to ancient Celtic and Druidic traditions, marking the end of the harvest season. The Celts believed that on the night of the 31st of October, the boundary between the living and the dead blurred. Islamic perspective. From an Islamic standpoint, practices with pagan origins are generally discouraged. Islamic teachings emphasize monotheism and discourage engagement in rituals or celebrations rooted in polytheistic or pagan beliefs. Commercialization of Halloween, consumerism and Halloween. Over time, Halloween has become highly commercialized, with the sale of costumes, decorations, and various themed products. Islamic perspective. Islam encourages moderation and condemns excessive indulgence in materialism. Muslims are urged to be mindful of their spending and avoid extravagance in non-essential matters. Halloween in contemporary society. Cultural practices. In contemporary society, Halloween is often viewed as a secular and cultural event, marked by activities like trick-or-treating, costume parties, and haunted house visits. Halloween symbols and their meanings. Symbols like pumpkins and costumes. Halloween symbols such as pumpkins, costumes, and spooky decorations often carry various cultural meanings. Islamic perspective. Symbols themselves may not be inherently problematic in Islam. However, if the symbolism involves religiously objectionable themes or practices, Muslims are encouraged to avoid or modify them. Islam's stance on celebrating Halloween. Diverse views. Views within the Islamic community on celebrating Halloween vary, especially those who emphasize avoiding non-Islamic traditions, may choose not to participate. Islamic perspective. Generally, Islamic scholars recommend caution and mindfulness in participating in celebrations that may have religious or cultural implications that conflict with Islamic values. Theological reasons for avoiding Halloween. Avoiding associating with pagan practices. Some Muslims may choose to avoid Halloween due to its historical ties to pagan rituals. Islamic perspective. Islamic teachings encourage believers to avoid practices that may lead to associations with polytheistic beliefs or rituals. This is in line with the principle of Tawhid, the oneness of God. The influence of Western culture. Cultural influence. Western culture, including its celebrations and traditions, has a global influence, reaching various parts of the world. Islamic perspective. While adopting positive aspects of different cultures is allowed in Islam, Muslims are encouraged to maintain their distinct Islamic identity and avoid practices that contradict their religious principles. In summary, the Islamic perspective on Halloween in contemporary society involves a nuanced understanding of its cultural and historical context. While there may be diverse opinions within the Muslim community, a common thread is the emphasis on aligning one's actions with Islamic principles and avoiding practices that conflict with monotheism or involve objectionable elements. It's a balance between participating in cultural activities while being mindful of religious values.